Blog Talk Radio.
All right, now we have an awesome time in the midday hour. Just like it says, the feeling don't stay there. It's sort of like time under the stars. But we're going to talk about some things today about relationships. Or to a joker, friends, or not. Transforming God to man.
I'm so excited to come before you. I am Dr. LaRosa B. Smith, truly being blessed at the midday hour to share something through his vessel that hopefully you can take back and share with someone else. We're so glad to be a part of this radio station, which is WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, the Dr. Low Neighborhood. It is the only grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. We've been on a tear. This is our eighth series talking about relating to how to prepare boys for a healthy relationship. We wanted to be able to identify our boys. We shared some things with for the last seven series, and now we want to continue to focus on transforming guy to man. Is he a joker? Is he a prince? Is he a king or a knight? In whatever order you want to put him in, what are you? So we want to transform him from a guy, which is a joker, to a man, which is a king. And we have an awesome platform planned for you tonight. You call in, I'm on the show at night so much, sometimes I get the day caught up being night. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192, press 1, and I will make sure you're on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your location, then jump in with your expertise so you can chat with me at the midday hour. If you want to check the show out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, or you can check us out on Facebook. That's truly a great opportunity, facebook.com/DRL, the Alberto Smith. And we're making it do what they do on Instagram. Partner with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville chapter. Through their Instagram, we're able to broadcast, and we're so glad being a partner with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. See, God is so good. He's blessing us to do a lot of things. Back in 2017, that was a vision. God shared with me and said, go out and form a vessel so everybody have an opportunity to share their thoughts. And moving toward actually being on the AM channel down in Miami, to the point moving forth to have a chance to be a part of a podcast, which was a relationship 201, and move forward to be able to start where we wanted to be, which is that goal of starting with sports, talking sports plus. Then God lied me down again. Ain't gonna say he lied, like folks said, lied. He laid me down again and said, I got something else for you. Where we are now, we have 9 shows. See, God is so good. We got an awesome show coming to you tonight at 6 o'clock called Love Cafe, The Love Cafe. And we're going to be talking about love tonight. We're going to just look at how powerful love is. But today we want to talk about developing the relationship. If you're a joker, you got a chance to move to be a prince, from being a prince to a king, a knight, and then move forth to be the king. That's the order we want to take you today, because we want to transform you from being a guy to a man. See, it is so good to come before you in this fashion, and you have ways to connect with us. We want to make sure you connect with us any way you can, and so you can be a part of this blast of the media, of social media. You can email our show. You can, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, @gmail.com. We're the voice of the Smith Way production. Tweet the show. Truly have an opportunity to do it at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Way production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then Instagram, I shared the partnership that we have with Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. You also have the opportunity to hear Stu at Lorenza D. Smith 15. This is Instagram, at WBSW_internet_radio, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, at the Smith Way Production. So being able to broadcast with all those opportunities through social media, we're able to be watched and listened to in 18 countries. We have those listeners and those watchers there. That's including the United States, where we have over 348 million people. have an opportunity because our base is here and we have over 85% of our audience is in the United States from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Lake Erie, the borders of Canada, down to the borders of Mexico and the United States. And we have the pleasure of also being broadcast in Canada as well as in Mexico. See, God has been so good. He has blessed us with an awesome opportunity and a format. So we're going to move forward and make sure we touch bases on all those things that help us to look at life in a way that may get a chance to change your life. See, we've been going through something the last 2 months. Black history, always. This moment is always. And each one of our shows, we start off with talking about individuals and Phi Beta Sigma fraternity who have made a major impact. Last night, we talked about sports. So I want to truly, truly give a shout out to a young man I know personally that made impact. He's in sports. He played at the University of Alabama. He was a starting fullback who had an opportunity to go to the NFL and play at the San Francisco 49ers. He came through Theta Delta chapter at the University of Alabama. He also has his younger brother who played at Alabama State University. He's now in administration, located in Montgomery, Alabama. None other than Keith Sism, who's a principal of Hangar Middle School, but his brother, who played at the University of Alabama and a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and Keith is a member as well, is Kenneth Ed Sism. Brother Kenneth Ed Sism made a major impact in the area of sports. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity out of the Gaston, Alabama area. Hoorah, hooray to Brother Kenneth Ed Sism, and also to my former administrator who, where I worked at, his brother, Brother Keith Sism. A shout out to the Sism family. Awesome, that's the impact. So let's talk about in a relationship, you ask yourself, are you a joker, a prince, king, or knight? You know, I'm kind of leaving out that knight that it should be before king. Because what we're going to do, some people can be knights, but that don't mean they're going to be king. Some people can be a joker. You're not guaranteed to be a king. Some people can be a prince, and you're not guaranteed to be a king. So we want to share some things that will transform you as a guy, which is a joker, a prince, or a knight, into a king, which is a grown man. See, we're in the grown man zone now, and we want you to be a part of this by calling in 347-857-4192, press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you have an opportunity to share your thoughts and share your location with me. And that's what I ask you to do, share your location. Name is fine, but the location will be even better. And offer your comments. See, as we move forth in life, we have to be prepared as a boy to carry the banner of a grown man. We've been talking in the last four series, dating from Tuesday and Thursday for the first part of this week and the last 2 weeks, about a grown man versus an overgrown boy or grown male. If you haven't reached the grown zone yet, to be called a grown man, you definitely can't be the king. But you can fall in the category as an overgrown boy or grown male, and you can be a joker, a prince, or a knight, but you're not a king. But we're going to help transform you into a grown man because you're just a guy when you're a joker, prince, a knight. You're a grown man when you're a king. Are you willing to take on it? We want you, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, to type in your comments. We love to hear from you. We love to share something with you throughout our broadcast and for the many other opportunities we'll have with you once you share your comments. Let's start off with, are you a Joker, Prince, Knight, which is your guy, your grown male, your homegrown boy, or a king? That means you're a grown man in the grown man zone. Let's look at the Joker. It is so important that we talk about each one of these particular areas, and you have to identify whether or not you're a Joker. See, too many times we're afraid to recognize and assess ourselves to determine who we are. See, it's important we do that. Once we can determine who we are, we know whom we are. And that's what it's all about. See, a Joker, you know, just like it is the Joker that's on Batman, where there's Robin as his cohort, Batman, but the Joker is competitive against Batman. So we're going to take that same thought. Batman is the grown man. The Joker, the character in there, is an overgrown boy. He still want to be the life of the party. He's always for a laugh. He's always up for a laugh. That's what a Joker do. If you notice on the face of a Joker in Batman, they have a smile drawn on his face, even though he may not be smiling. Are you a Joker? Do you want to be the life of the party? Are you always up for a laugh? Do you look for others for a funeral? See, some people so serious about hearing what they bruh have to say or what the boys have to say. See, if you're still hanging with the boys, you haven't reached the grown zone. See, you're still in the process of learning how to be a grown man. You're going to still do boys' thing. So we're going to put you in the Joker category. See, we want to train our boys for healthy relationships, and we want to model for them. We want to interact with them so they can understand and they can actually see what a grown man does. See, a lot of times people are not capable of presenting themselves. I tell all educators, you have to have something, a principle that you stand on. We all have fundamental principles that brought us from being a boy to a adolescent to a overgrown boy, guy, to a grown man or a king. There are stages in our life that we have to go through. If you're doing things now at the age you are as a grown man that the Joker's doing, you ain't grown. See, you haven't reached the grown zone. See, you're a grown male with the age and the tools. Sometimes if you talk to the young ladies now and they'll tell you they don't know what they're doing with the two. See, we ain't going to hold back here. We're going to let you know just because you got the tools, you got to know how to use. If you got a drill, you got to know how to hammer. If you got a hammer, you got to know how to use that hammer. Too many times, an overgrown boy grabs the grill, I mean the drill. He'll grab something he ain't got no business grabbing. I was watching something the other day that was on one of the legal shows that coming on, and we had a guy that needed to do some work, and a guy hired him to do some work. And they was using a chainsaw to cut down limbs. And once they got him to the ground, they had to hold him and kind of clip him and cut him down. And he ended up getting his finger cut off. Because since he didn't know how to do what he's supposed to, he was not operating the chainsaw. The other man had the chainsaw, the one that with the experience. See, since he didn't have any experience in how to do that, he was left truly, truly out for some injury. So what the judge told him, said, now you with the experience, first of all, a grown man, if you want to be, have a business, you got to have insurance. He didn't have any insurance. A grown man would go out and get their certification and go get what's needed, their license to operate. A grown man will. See, a boy will manipulate and try to get it fit in and grab a little bit here and there. A joker will do that. So we have to be very careful about the decision. And as the show went on, yes, the young man lost part of tip of his finger. He was awarded, and he said how it happened was that he was holding the limb up high. And every time the man cut it off, he brought it down, and he brought it down too far. So that's what we have to make sure as a joker, there's only so far you can go. Just because you have a tool, you have to know how to use the tool. Now we have to keep that in mind. Are you a joker? See, a joker, as I said earlier, are looking for the approval of others because deep down you harbor insecurity that is disguised by your fine exterior. See, a grown man makes decisions from his inner self. An overgrown boy or a joker or a guy make decisions based on exterior. See, we got to understand that's how we do this. See, a joker have a great sense of humor. A lot of times that joker spends a lot of time trying to keep you laughing. They always said people that want to keep you laughing have you laughing so you won't think about the truth. And a lot of times, that's what we're dealing with. So I want you to understand that it's so important that you know that a joker is not the one you want to put in charge. See, his leadership skill lacks. See, he's insecure. See, our young ladies are beginning to recognize that our overgrown boys and grown males are harboring insecurity. They're looking for approval of their boys. Hanging with the boys, man, you got to tell me if I'm doing a good job. I want to high five you, and I want to do that. And always looking for fun. See, they don't operate from the internal. They operate from the external. Have a great sense of humor. That's a joker. He has a smile on his face, whether he's smiling or not. Just like the Joker in Batman. It's painted on your face always. See, you have to keep in mind that a joker got a lot of energy. But they still are boys. They're guys. They're one of the guys. See, the overgrown boy that makes them one of the guys can't stand on their own feet. They have to roll up in the club with three of the boys, three of the fellas with them, three of the guys, because birds of the same feather flock together. When you're hanging out and feeding off each other to build up your courage to address individuals you're not comfortable with, you're one of the guys. See, a joker think like a boy and act like a boy. So are you a joker? The joker often feels stuck in a man body. Come on now. See, he in the grow zone, but he's still a boy. He's going to continue to do boyish things. Like, he think like a boy because we form things in our mind, okay? It determines our action. So if I'm still thinking like a boy, or act like a boy. I'm stuck in a man's body, so you are nothing but a guy. You're a grown male. You're a joker. You're an overgrown boy. When the joker feels that he's stuck in a man's body, not knowing how to ever be anything other than a joker, is that you? The call-in number to be a part of this is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your location and your expertise. Tell me, are you a joker? Tell me the characteristic of what a grown man is. I'm telling you, the characteristic of a joker is not a grown man. See, a joker may even be quite sad and lonely. See, on Tuesday I talk about the person that insecure, which is a overgrown boy, still doing boyish thing to be funny. He's so lonely inside. And that's why he don't have confidence to do anything alone. He's comfortable with hanging with the boys, and with the boys, that gives him confidence. The guys give him confidence. He can't do it on his own. Young ladies, queens, identify that joker and let that joker keep moving. It's so amazing as I did this research and looked up some things that I really thought that if we took the opportunity to talk about, I can remember my nephew who's in his late 30s. He's has his family. He's doing some awesome things with his family, and I'm so proud of him. But one of the things that people always say, and I think he got it from my daddy, which is his granddaddy, he always would say, ain't nothing but a joker right there, not knowing that he's telling everybody that he see that person as a boy. He act like a boy. He think like a boy. He's insecurity. He disguised all his insecurity by being funny. He can't handle business. The business held on him. See, as they say, a person that's sad and lonely will wear a mask. We have in our midst, a lot of times on our show, we have representative from the state of California and the ministry of Behind the Mask ministry, Minister Denise Stephanie. She always talk about take your mask off. See, a boy can't take his mask off because the mask cover up his insecurity. The mask cover up him not even liking himself. The mask cover up his loneliness. The mask cover up his sadness. He's nothing but a joker, and he's a boy. So, ladies, make sure you choose your king. When you around that joker, you cannot raise him. First of all, his insecurities going to get in the way of the relationship. His fun exterior going to get in the way of the relationship. He's always going to hide his fear of being alone by trying to offset it by being around you, other boys. If you say, I can't spend time with you tonight, he's going to say, well, that's all right. I'm going to hang with your boys anyway. He's lonely. He's sad. So you can raise this boy to be a man. That should have been through the fundamental principle of his childhood, his young adulthood, his adolescent stage. You can't raise him. Sometimes you got to let him go. See, and don't let him keep coming back over and over again. See, when you do that, you take away from who you are. See, and you spend a lot of time and energy and no reward. See, if you was with a grown man, the time you spent would allow you to be rewarded. So if I'm speaking to you directly, please understand, it's real talk. Ladies, I want you to identify that joker. Give that joker that gift of goodbye. Because if you don't, he's going to cause you pain. He's going to hurt, humiliate, and abuse you. Because he's not capable of functioning at the level of a grown man. See, the joker is a man or a guy who does not know how to take life seriously when it matters. See, he's going to make excuses for what? He's going to blame others. That's a joker. The joker is the bridge between the past and the future. Just remember, the joker is the bridge between the past and the future. You have to keep in mind that your previous relationships, and when the joker come around, he ain't meant to stay there because you know what? He's unpredictable. He will take you on an unknown journey. He's just in between your future. Don't hold on to that joker. Don't let him keep calling. Don't try to get him the help that he don't want. See, we have to really, really realize that when you recognize, because on the show of Tuesday, I gave out 7 points that what a king is and what a joker is not. And if you wrote down those 7 points or 8 points to that individual, you have to assess what you did. Let him know he's just between your past and your future. He cannot take you into the future because he's unpredictable. He will take you on an unknown journey. Do you want a joker in there? It's never too late. When you recognize this joker is insecure, he has a funny exterior. He has a sense of humor. He's still a boy. He thinks like a boy. He acts like a boy. He's stuck in a man body. You have to not let him keep coming back into your present because you're going to move him into your future. And that's unknown and unpredictable. If you ain't quite comfortable because you have been through many years with this person and every time you took him back, this is the time you have to decide how your future is going to be. He's only a part of the past because you put him in your rearview mirror. Yes, he's in the present, but you make him your past. He's not your future. I don't care what he said. I don't care if you keep him coming over, coming by, calling, suggesting to do that. You may have used some measures to keep him from contacting, but he'll find a way to contact. He will play on that feeling and play on your emotions. That's what a joker do. We have to let that joker go because he's going to keep you from breathing into your future because he's unpredictable. He's unknown. He's going to tell you because he's still a boy in a man's body. See, the boy had to have that comfort that he gets from his mother. That boy have to get that hoverness that he can be around his mom. You are not his mother. Don't let him keep browbeating you. Don't let him keep coming around saying that I see my ways. I want to change. He can transform from a guy to a grown man by realizing I'm a joker. But he can't transform from a guy or a boy, a grown male, a joker to a grown man when he's already been identified. Remember what you wrote. Remember what kind of damage he caused. That's a joker. A prince, quickly, we want to talk about a prince. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can have a conversation with Dr. Lewis D. Smith as he talks about our neighborhood block by block. A prince is charming. He's smooth, well-respected. People know you as a prince. They acknowledge your position in life. You have credibility. You can influence. And you will probably be voted the most likely to succeed at school. Most likely to succeed at school. But in the grown zone, come on now, in the grown zone, who's going to make you the most likely to succeed in life? See, school, yes, you can be an adult to go to school, but school, we were talking about as a prince where he's charming and you get the votes. You're a boy. Be very careful about these princes. A prince, a prince, you're a princess as a queen eventually. But these princes is on the way. See, we're taking a joker. You're able to recognize and move through the prince stage. See, prince enjoys success in life and with women, but deep down, he still has a long way to go. He's always seeking approval. He's always looking for the next opportunity. That means that if you with him, he's looking for the next opportunity that's going to come. Well, we say he got 20% in and 80% out, and he's looking for the next young lady because you're not the one for him. I don't care how he comes around, smooth talk to you. When they say a prince is charming, he's smooth, well-respected, but brings no substance with him. See, he's looking for the next opportunity and the next moment. See, he ain't looking for no queen. He's looking for a woman. He ain't looking for a queen. Don't lower yourself to that level. Don't be fooled because he's coming. He went from the joker where he's no longer, telling jokes and laughing, and he's not acting like a boy, just trying to act like he's a working on being a guy. See, a prince is a person that has the potential to be successful. He's full of potential, but still caught up in appearance. He want to know how his shiny little toy looks to you. He want to know how his truck looks to you. He want to be able to take you so somebody can see you get out of his truck. He's saying, you're my possession, just like this truck, just like this car, just like this bike. Come on now. Don't fall for it, my sister. Don't fall for the queen. If you're a queen, don't fall for it. Now, if you steal a little girl yourself and you just a woman, you'll fall for it. Because he will potentially never be yours. Because he's always looking for the next opportunity. See, one day, if he is able to realize who he is and look at some of the important things about him and assess him, one day he may be a king. But he's not quite there yet. The prince is and can be your classy, nice guy, yet fully embrace his strength and evolve into the next phase. So he moved from being a joker to a prince. The prince ain't for everybody because the prince won't everybody. See, he don't want one woman. A grown man want one woman. A prince want many women. See, the next phase of this, on his transformation to be a man, a grown man, a king, is the knight. See, the knight is strong, capable, confident, willing to step up and take control. See, his love for you, he believes is rescuing you. He's your valid savior. Or he's always looking for the opportunity for the danger in distress. See, to him, it's all about heart and image. He's proud of your ability. He's proud of being around you. But he's not capable of dealing with your success. See, a grown man can deal with it. See, a knight can't because he wants to be the one in charge. He don't want to share that information. See, a knight is always in these days and time when we had knights and kings that operated was the one the king called to go out to war. See, he can fight and he can abuse you. Be very careful about that phase of it. You now have went and transformed from the information I've shared with you from being a joker, a prince. You're at the knight stage now. See, it said, as a knight, he's somewhat aloof, keeping his distance, dabbling in intimacy, but never fully committed. Except two calls. The cause is getting the prize, notching his belt. That's what the knight is. He's all about winning the war. And you are someone he wants to conquer. Be very careful. Because underneath his external lives a fearless warrior and will do anything, anything to win. See, the knight is the classy man who cannot or will not commit. So if you have somebody that you're waiting on to commit to you for a life partner, you will never do it. He's classy. He's cool. He has confidence. He's strong, but he can't commit. He's your typical bad guy. You say we all, some young ladies fall for the bad guy, for the bad boy. You want that toughness, thug life. He ain't gonna never be a grown man. We're gonna look at our characteristics of a king. Now you have taken a step from a joker, from a prince, to you transform to a king, a knight, now to a king. A grown man and a king, because he have taken the strive to be from a guy to a man, which is the grown zone. He's a grown man. He's centered. He's decisive. He lives with integrity. He protects Israel. He is clear and concise about his intention. You don't have to be upset and hope he ready to make you his life partner. Use him because in regards to that person, you already know he's a joker, prince, knight, a king. Will let you know what his intention is. He'll tell you what he wants. He'll tell you what his goal is for that relationship. You don't have to spend 6 years finding out. You don't have to spend 10 years trying to find out. You don't have to spend 12 years trying to find out how decisive this person is, because you already know he's our center. You don't have any integrity. He's not real. And his intentions are not there. See, a king always wants to be fair, firm, and funny sometimes. He praised your accomplishment because he sees you as a part of him, and you are successful, and he's successful. Because for some of the journeys we go through in life, some people come along with us. They take us along with us. And they cross the burning sands just like you did. Why you're going through it. So we have to keep that in mind. He provides order. That's what a king do. He appreciates you. He don't disrespect you. And he don't depreciate what you're doing. He creates and inspires creativity. He's always making a great effort to bless you as well as others. He leaves a legacy. See, as we transform from a joker to a king, a grown man or king to a part of the life where you need to be, because you are no longer a boy or a guy, an overgrown boy or a grown male, you're now a king. These are some tips for your current relationship and the relationship yet to come. The most pleasing sound in the world to a woman is the sound of her own name. See, a king knows that. He may holler out, "Big baby," trying to let her know that it's pleasing to be able to call that. See, boys complain. Guys argue. Men discuss. See, the joker as a boy, he's now prince or king as a guy, but as a grown man, which is a king, he don't have time to complain, blame, argue. He's all about solutions. Grown man, after he's been transformed from a joker, knows that sex with a woman is not the only thing. See, a real man, a grown man, he will only have sex with a woman who wants it more than they do. Because he has empowered her. He has encouraged her. He has loved her. He has shown her that I love you and I'm going to be with you. See, a boy ain't quite yet there. However, he's going to be able to discover this on his way. See, for a boy, sex is a championship, a ring. That's what sex is. It's a notch on his belt. For a grown man, that sex is life. And he's going to love it like she needs to be loved. He will put her in a position where she automatically is going to say, now, this is who I want to be with, and I'm willing to turn over the most prized possession that I have, which is my inner self, to that man. A grown man, a king. See, when you move from a joker to be a king, when you go out of town, he never outdressed your lady. See, that man ain't trying to outdress you. You ought to check him out if he's trying to outdress you. You see, a man always makes sure his queen is the center of attention. He eliminates, if necessary, the time you spend around people who suck the happiness right out of you. That includes everyone. Women, men, co-workers, friends, and family. See, he makes that move to make sure they don't suck the life out of you. Because if that boy suck on the life out of you, you have nothing to give that grown man. See, he acts you out. He knows exactly who you're talking about. He's talking about you. He always takes it away to have a positive conversation, but it's complimenting you on your shoes. And they always have to be red or blue bottom. Now, it is true, and I want us to keep in mind as we get ready to close this out, that a grown man, that's many things we're going to talk about in our next show. We're going to talk specifically about from a joker to a king, transforming. We're going to really get to the transform, but just a couple more things. It is true that the ones who make you the happiest sometimes hurt you the most. See, a joker make you laugh. Joker thing is to make you smile. So we have to keep in mind he has no problem hurting you. He'll make you unhappy when things don't go his way. See? Real talk. Be real. See, we have to keep in mind you shouldn't rely on other people to make you happy anyway. That's a joker. He always want to tell a joke. He always want to be funny because his external, his smile is always on his face, and you can draw it out just like the joker in Batman. See, what you actually have to do by understanding that this person who's trying to make you happy going to hurt you the most is that you have to release people of the burdens of making you happy would allow you to release them of the power to hurt you. We're going to leave it right there. We're going to come back on Tuesday and we talk more about series now about Joker to King, transforming grown men or guy or Joker into kings. We want to transform into a grown man. Because he ain't nothing but a joker. It's been awesome today. We're going to come back with our Series 9 dealing with how we continue to prepare boys for healthy relationship. Even we want to prepare men to be successful in relationship. First of all, if you're a joker, a guy, a grown male, overgrown boy, we want to prepare you to be a grown man and a king. It's been awesome talking with you and sharing some thoughts. It is so good. God is blessing us to come before you. I want you to make sure you do a couple things. You tell your family members that you love them. If you can't do it face-to-face, go to your virtual outlet. Also the same with giving them a hug. Let them know through your hug, you can feel it from your inner self that you love them. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag one life matters. Well, the last thing we want to make sure that we follow the COVID-19 protocol. We're not out of the woods yet. And we have to continue to make sure we wear our masks, wash our hands, stay 6 feet. Someone woke up and you said, excuse me, could I have my space? And stay at home as you choose to take the vaccine. That's a choice you have to make. I don't encourage or discourage people. That's your choice. We're going to be better. Life is going to get even better. We was a part of a situation that only happened over 100-some years ago through the pandemic. And we're still in COVID-19. So make sure you take care of yourself, follow the protocols. You don't have to go every time. You don't have to be in the large gatherings. You don't have to be in the clubs. You don't have to be in the places there. You know that it is highly contagious. Let's make sure not just in the clubs, in any large gathering of individuals. So make sure you wear your mask. It's been awesome. But check us out tonight. We'll be making this thing happen because we're going to be right on that thing talking about the Love Cafe. And as we look at the title for tonight's show is Love Power, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome rest of the evening. I always tell you that I love you for sure. It's from my heart. And as we close out, we got to let you know that it is so good to be here and being blessed to share this with you. See, God is so good. See, he just allows to be happy. I want you to be understand that we ought to be thankful for it all. So we're going to play this and close it out.
I thank you for it all.
See, I'm thankful.
The good, bad, the ugly, great, and small.
Thankful for the time of victory
and when I fall.
Thank you for the team tickets.
I'm so grateful that I'm so spending all.
Thank you for all those individuals who are looking at this show and I can't see their name.
I thank you for my tears.
God is so good. And I will catch y'all at 6 o'clock tonight. Because I always tell you about
it's been good to me down to
I'm not going to be here, so I want you to know. And I love you, this platform. I love you, and I'm a thankful to you. I have all the rest of the day. 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe.